This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program in the middle of vacay time with Jay Kirshner here to do right by you. There's a big whole world of opportunity that waits for all of us every single day. It's the old great wide yonder. You know, then look over yonder. Well, look in your own backyard, right? Get going.
Yes, sometimes you don't have to look very far.
Yep. There's a new moon in Cancer that'll light up the house. If you turn all the lights off and you live in an area where it's big, there's a big sky, you'll get a lot of light from the moon tonight. All right,
the
so look
moon?
To it.
There's
new
no
moon.
There's no light.
No,
from
not
the new
moon.
Moon.
No, wait a minute. What am I? I was thinking about the full
but
moon.
Not a full
sometime.
Moon, right?
No, it isn't. All right, 2 weeks. All right, just fast forward what I just said for 2 weeks, and then you'll be all set. Okay?
But still turn the lights out. It's nice.
Yeah, right. It's kind of romantic. It's kind of sweet. All right, here's some good news from the reasonable environmental world as opposed to the unreasonable environmental world. People concerned about the Amazon jungle, what's been going on with deforestation, people taking huge amounts of land and turning them into grazing grounds and taking that forest and what it does. It's the whole business of understanding how we live, how we breathe, how we survive. We have been created by an entity that is obviously much smarter than we are. And the way our body operates, the way everything kind of runs. I mean, who would have thought that it would take a tree to allow you to live? But that's what happens. The forests exchange the bad air that you breathe out that's come out of your body and makes it good air. That's what the whole system is all about.
Well, New York City is a prime example. It's the concrete jungle, basically, and then they have Central Park, and they have a lot of rooftop areas where they have to get the greenery around just to clear and filter the air as much as possible.
Yep. So the photosynthetic process, the biodiversity, which is a word that is overused and not understood, does certainly have a place here in the discussion. There are a lot of different factions here trying to figure out, you know, what do we want to do? What's the best way to save the planet or our lives or whatever it is? And so it has been a problem with hundreds of thousands of acres of rainforest being cut down to make it pasture land because the beef business in these areas is quite good. Anyway, so they're stopping. That seems to be slowing down. And I think that's a good thing, right? Don't you think? I mean, having the ability for the earth and the bodies. Now, we have too many people on the planet. That's clear. I don't know how we're going to deal with that. I hope it doesn't become a horror show, but there are just too many people here. We can't control the people in our own country. We can't control what's going on in the world. There's just too many people. And oftentimes, some of the things that we talk about bring us around to focus on the crazy stuff that's going on.
Well, just to kind of link those things, I mean, probably the big story of the weekend is that Russia...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I forgot Jennifer was here.
Well, you were talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
Jennifer Warren, Jay Kushner, and Doug Stephan.
Intently to what you were saying. But, like, when you talk about population, you talk about green, one of the biggest stories over the weekend, and, again, I say this with an asterisk because you don't know. I don't believe what Ukraine says, and I don't believe what Russia says. I think there's a lot of twisting of information to try to gain favor in that part of the world. So one
in
of the
any
reports,
part of the world. That goes on everywhere.
Specifically in this area because there's so much of our money involved in this area. But Russia has come out, and they've said that Ukraine attacked the last, I guess, land bridge that connected the area of Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And so they destroyed that. And so now Russia says that they're going to end part of the deal that they were honoring with Ukraine, which is that they would continue to let them export grain. And if, I don't know if you watched over the weekend, but that threat alone from Russia saying that they're going to prevent Ukraine from exporting grain has already caused grain prices to skyrocket.
Wait till you, wait till
there
you figure that in the course of a loaf of bread.
Of this.
Yeah, right. So
that was my point. There will be food shortages because of this. Back to you. But when you talk about the number of people on the planet, that's one of the things that people always look at, right? How can we feed them? How can we get them water? And all the stuff that people require.
The one of the things that comes out in the Mission Impossible movie, there's a line in there, if I'm trying to remember the exact line, the context of it, but it has to do with the world being as it is and how powerful this device that they're trying to find, which could take over. The movie is a lot about artificial intelligence, actually, and how bad it would be for the world if there was one mind that controlled everything. And that's kind of the subplot to the movie. But that's something that's going on in our discussions all the time. Because it is possible, the way man has outsmarted himself, you know, all these guys that think they're so damn smart, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the movie that's coming out this weekend, the Oppenheimer movie, about the guy who discovered the atomic bomb. And how it was, well, he didn't discover it, he created it. He was asked to build. He was a creative scientist who had done a lot of work with fusion and fission and that sort of thing, and the atom. And so he created this bomb, which someone in the movie congratulates him for basically giving man the means of killing himself. And, you know, is man responsible enough to handle this? We've seen that it hasn't been used. It's been threatened. Certainly over the last, 60, 70, 80 years, any number of times, including right now the Russians and the Ukrainians. But you have to think that even these people that are as crazy as they are, like Putin, are smart enough to know that once you do that, it's the end. It is the end of everything.
But ego outweighs intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
that's for
sure. That's
not
the case. At any rate, speaking of that, the case at the White House of cocaine usage, right? That has been closed. Case closed. But what did they find? I heard that the case was closed, but who was the one responsible for bringing it in? Who used it? What'd you find? Case closed. Okay, yeah, all right. So the case is closed. What'd you find? You used our money, taxpayer money, to find out what happened. So what happened? I don't know what happened. Jennifer, you know what happened? Jay, do you know?
Well,
who
apparently
was it?
Interviews didn't happen. They didn't conduct any interviews into this whole situation.
And what was interesting is that the media has reported, a couple of media outlets have reported that the Secret Service sources came to these outlets anonymously and said that they actually know exactly who it belonged to because there really was DNA evidence on the bag, but that the Secret Service then briefed Congress and said they only had a list of 500 suspects, and that was it. That was too many people, and they weren't going to they weren't going to proceed any further.
You know, even though it's illegal, so what? You think this is the first time it's been used?
Here's the silhouette for me. I mean, yes, it's bad that there's cocaine in the White House. That's gross and disrespectful. But if you can get cocaine into the White House, no matter who it belonged to, you know, a lot of people go, oh, it was Hunter Biden. It probably wasn't. But how do people get the cocaine into the White House? Do they go through scanners? Are they, why?
No, they don't scan for cocaine. How do you scan
No, but when you
go
into the White House, you get fully, like, Xeroxed. So then they have
you're not going to tell.
They have drug-sniffing dogs all around there.
Oh, yeah, they do that just recently. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a tough security process. So how are these people getting in is number one. And if the Secret Service is tasked with keeping the president safe and they can't figure out with cameras and all the resources whose cocaine it belongs to, how great does that make them look? And what message does that send to someone who wants to harm the president? I mean, there's for a variety of reasons, it doesn't look strong. It doesn't look great.
So what's the solution to the problem? How do you fix it?
I think you ask for more transparency. Clearly, this Secret Service, this FBI, this presidential administration, they don't believe in transparency.
I think that that doesn't have anything to do. I'm not one of those people who thinks that Biden has controlled things to that extent because they keep going. The FBI, well, FBI have no use for it, never have. CIA is a question. Whether the Secret Service is that corrupt at this point because they serve not just one, they don't all get fired. When Trump got out of office, they didn't all get fired and new people came in to take care of Biden. It's the same crew. Basically, you know, they have different agents that are doing different things. But if it is that bad, then there's a lot of explaining to do, and there are a lot of there's a lot of reasoning here that calls for us to sort of rip down all of these superstructures and rebuild them. And there may be good. There's way too many of these agencies anyway. There's way too much surveillance that is aimed at you and me and not at people that are bad guys. And people say, well, how do you know who the bad guys are until you do the surveillance? There's way too much suspicion. If you see something, say something. You know what? It was like the old whistleblower days for the IRS. I forget who was president. Was it Bush? Who offered $5,000 to people who'd rat out their family members or friends if they saw, you know, if they suspected somebody, this guy just bought a new boat. How does he do that on a teacher's salary? Let's call the IRS and have him investigated. Come on. It's not this. All right. So anyway, with the closing of the case, there are thoughts. You can share them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Thread at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Here's a thought from somebody dialing us up at 855-999-DOUG.
We should do it next segment because this one runs a little bit longer, but we'll do it for our social media segment. How about that?
No. I thought I was the boss of this show, not you. What happened?
Well,
when did you start being in?
Oh, we got about 15 seconds. So.
Oh, that's it. I see. Okay. Well, listen. All right, so let's see how he can awkwardly get out of that and go into something else. Well, always a good transition to tell you what time it is. 18 after the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I asked AAA's Greg Brannon why it's taken so long to get EVs that we actually want to drive. And here's what he said.
The cars that were built prior to this, with the exception of Tesla, were what the industry calls compliance cars. And that's a weird term, but basically to comply with some regulations, particularly in California and some other states that follow the same regulations, in order to sell cars in this state, they had to produce a zero emission vehicle. And they were doing that, but they were doing it at a loss, quite a big loss per vehicle. So no surprise, they made things that people really weren't all that interested in because they didn't really want to sell that many of them because they were losing money on every one they sold. Tesla showed them that there's a different way, and that if you build something that's kind of cool and has decent range and has some functionality that people are looking for, they'll actually buy them and they'll get their wallets out and spend more money than you'd think is reasonable. And that's what we're seeing finally hit the market today.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com, you now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select Max XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for social media. Boy, am I tired of this. We've been through this once in the early spring with all the allergies and the breaking up of one's voice. And now, in the last week or so, I've been going through the same thing because there's so much mold around, because there's so much rain that's come. It's affecting, so I apologize for some of the
hoarseness. We're all in on that.
Yeah. And you know when that doesn't happen? In the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I said.
My favorite time of year.
Yeah, boo. I can't say boo without it.
You know, the summer heat, it's pretty intense this summertime, yeah. Don't you think?
I was talking to Brendan yesterday as he went to the farmer's market with Jazzy, and it was hot already yesterday morning. He's redoing the front lawn, so he's very pleased to show me what he'd been doing out front with a pickaxe to break up all of the stuff on the lawn and redo it. Remember, I sent out a whole pallet of some of our finest product from the farm, a little manure, a little compost, and that's what he's using in the front yard. But apparently, it was so hot yesterday that he said it's even worse in the valley where you are, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's warmer by 10 degrees usually in the valley.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot, and it was a little swampy, too, because they're, I don't know, we never get, like, that swampy. It's usually a dry heat, but the last two summers, it's been a little swampy.
Humid, a little humid. All right, happy birthday today to James Johnson, to John Flynn. Let's see, who else is Ima Palixo, Doug Lawrence, all having birthdays, are all listeners to the Good Day program, so happy birthday to you. You can share that with us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Thread, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. So what sort of exciting things are we asking? I think I get a kick out of some of the things. Jay likes to post things, And one of the things that we posted is our giveaway, 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's basically a giveaway. 800-419-3684. You can go to gooddayshow.com. So anyway, there are people who have been through the experience. Help yourself, and you can comment as you will. That's what we're here for. There are lots of things that people, you know, when it comes to advertising, I've said this, and Jennifer, all of us who are radio bums? No. We're radio professionals. We've all had an opportunity to sell things, and people can comment. I feel very strongly people can pay me to tell their story, and then they can I can tell the story afterwards when I'm not being paid of whatever else I may have for comment on the various things. But for the most part, it's a, you know, it's, you have to check stuff out and listen to the stories and then act accordingly. Anyway, a lot of people are getting the two night stay in Las Vegas, so you can check it out on our website. Jay asked what was
there.
Well, yeah, it's right, yeah. Asked what was on your weekend agenda. Let's see here. We have somebody who is on the border. Here's a guy who's a Border Patrol agent, said, I'm going to be patrolling the northern U.S. border.
Wow.
There you go. Michael says he worked through the weekend. Daniel Erskine said, staying cool. It's supposed to be 113 degrees here. I think he's down in Arizona. Okay, so people last week were making a big deal out of how hot it was in the desert. It was 120 degrees in Death Valley. Hello, that's why they call it Death Valley. Because it gets to be 114, 115. That's nothing new. There's no global warming involved in that. It's just hot because it's the desert. Let's see here. Judy says, I'm going to visit our new great-grandson. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
New grandson born 7-11. Yep. Let's see here. Troy said to get outside and enjoy the beautiful summer weather. Pick some blueberries and get some raspberries. Good for you. Help yourself. 28 after on Good Day.
If silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The unidentified male suspect accused of fatally shooting 4 people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement yesterday saying, quote, the monster is dead, end quote. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice before he was neutralized. The suspect had been accused of killing three men and one woman Saturday in Hampton. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. In Sunday's update, police mentioned that multiple officers were injured. Six people are dead after a two-car crash in Washington State. It happened Sunday in Tacoma, leaving three others injured. Authorities say there were seven people in a car that had a capacity for five. It's believed that a T-bone-style collision took place, causing one of the cars to flip over and catch fire. An investigation into the cause of the crash is ongoing. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
All right, summertime and the living is easy for some. It's hard because it's hot for others. There's still that wildfire smoke. Jay Kirshner is here. Jen Horn, Doug Steffen. What about the wildfire smoke? It had gone, and now it's back again where you are in Cleveland. Is that right, Jay?
Yeah, we had some of it over the weekend, and it's still relatively unhealthy levels for sensitive people. But yesterday you could see it more than you can so far this morning.
Smoggy?
Today.
It looks like, or it feels like smog.
Kind Kind of. A little bit lower hanging. I don't know. I always feel like smog. It's incredible whenever you are flying into somewhere, especially LA,
Los Angeles,
see that yellow haze just hanging in the air.
But Jennifer, you've grown up to be happy and healthy. The air there hasn't seemed to have bothered you. You think you get used to it?
As I just had my mic down sneezing.
Nice job.
Well, I think that the air in California, or in Los Angeles specifically, where I was born and raised, has gotten better. There used to be a time when you would fly into Los Angeles Airport and you would go through this, like, thick layer of disgusting smog, and there would be days when I was a kid growing up where they'd be like, yeah, it's too unsafe for you to go outside today, kids, so we're staying indoors. All of that being said, my allergies have never been worse. I don't know if that's age or if it's just that there's more junk floating around in the air. I do think the air looks cleaner, but there's nothing worse than wildfire season. I empathize with the people who are getting it from Canada because we get it every summer. You know, there's fires starting to burn places, and you can smell that ash, and the air gets very heavy, and that's tough. And there's really nothing you can do about it except wait for the wind to blow it away.
It gives new meaning to the term smoking hot.
That's right.
In this circumstance, a lot of it going on. So the weather we always are talking about, because it's something that electrifies our life, that has a place in our life, as like nothing else in our lives, for sure. All right, so we were talking about, if you're just joining the program now, you can find this conversation as you play back. You know, we run Good Day Show, the entire program, all day on that loop at gooddayshow.com, so you can hear the program in its entirety. Let's say you drive to work and you hear 1 hour, you drive home, you can hear the other hour. It's all there, gooddayshow.com, along with our podcast and our download. By the way, the most recent download has a focus on what was found in where was this? I'm trying to remember, Jay. It was up in Canada, wasn't it? Someplace where they found the bird feathers from 99 million years ago. And found that it was something that in the dinosaur era, we all look at birds today and I think, aren't they sweet? They've been around. Birds have been around. They were dinosaurs. They are the original, or what's left of the dinosaur era, if you will.
Well, and these are preserved in amber, so they were almost completely intact.
Yep. We also discussed a six-year-old saving his a two-year-old brother's life. He was in a pool. That was a pretty good story, pretty compelling. And our autoexpert.com, Nick Miles, talks about how EV, electric vehicles, are not worth the investment. And here's a guy who's an expert. So I can say it until I'm blue in the face, but you don't probably believe it until you hear somebody who's an expert who says, just don't do it. It's not the time. It's not, you know, everybody's gone off on this tangent, and the car companies aren't making any money on them, so you can be sure they'll skimp on how to build them, and that'll come out of your hide somewhere down the road, literally and figuratively. So anyway, Good Day Download, Good Day Podcast, gooddayshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So something that will probably come up in today's download, the focus on the case in the White House, and that was what I was talking about, sending you back to the earlier half hour, where we were talking about the fact that nothing came out of the cocaine case. So here's this is some acute thinking done on this listener's part.
I am floating the idea that this bag of cocaine was left in the White House rotunda there by somebody who is a Trump supporter who made sure that it was dusted of fingerprints and wiped clean of any DNA, knowing full well this would create a huge controversy, knowing that the Secret Service would have nothing to go on, and that it would seem that the angle would be that the Biden gets preferential treatment. This is all done by somebody who's a Trump supporter. You know, there are people within agencies of the government who still support him. And so anyway, that's my theory. And I'll be thinking of you, Jay, when I'm at the beach this afternoon in beautiful Wailea. Bye-bye.
Oh, Wailea, can I please join you?
All right, so there it is.
I think that's wrong, by the way. That was one of the theories that I was floating around. Like, I don't necessarily, I mean, it could be a Trump supporter. It could be someone who's just upset with something going on within the Biden administration that wants to make him look silly. I think he's on to something. It's a possibility. We'll never know because they've closed the investigation.
Right, without telling anybody what they found. And that was the subject of my ire, if you will. All right, let's talk about discovery. Here's a 33-year-old paleontologist who has found a mammoth, if you know what I mean. Right? A mammoth tusk that's 4 feet long. This is the second one of these that's been found in the past month. 450,000-year-old mammoth tusk found while out on a routine visit to a local quarry. He brings people out there on fossil finding tours all the time. This fellow does, Jamie Jordan. This goes back to the Ice Age, the last Ice Age, and there are a lot of, apparently, these fossils have been uncovered. He found some in March, he said. And didn't we talk about a fossil in the last month or so where somebody found on our beach?
No, that was Mitch McConnell, but I get him confused all the time.
Those giant, what are they, the Megalodon shark teeth.
Oh, is that what it was?
Those have been in the news for being found everywhere, the really, really big ones.
You know, I don't understand. I was talking about going to the movies and what I saw in the trailers. There's a trailer for that new Jason Statham. This is the Meg times two. Why in the world would anybody want to go see some monster like that? Scaring the hell out of everybody. Probably Jay would like to go see it. Eating up everything. Oh, my God. How do you sleep at night after you watch one of those things?
Oy. Typically on my side in a curled up position.
Pretty well.
Okay. I guess I got that. I deserve that. Here we go. Here's a list of who's been attacked by what over the weekend. This has become a regular thing on Monday, it seems. We have a long list of, and I shouldn't laugh about it because it's not funny. People get killed or they get eaten or they've... Here's a guy that was 79 years old, attacked out for an early morning walk yesterday. Got attacked by an alligator. Naples, Florida. Man can be heard when he calls 911 calmly telling the dispatcher, "Hey, a gator just bit me on the leg. I'm bleeding. I'm not sure how bad it is."
Did he live?
He put his T-shirt around the wound. He put a tourniquet around it to keep him from bleeding to death.
I feel like this is somebody who has seen some stuff. This guy has lived a life. If he was able to very calmly take care of himself and call 911 and just relay the information...
7 foot.
Like, an alligator on my leg.
Right. The 7 foot female alligator. How do they know that?
7 feet.
Yeah, but how do they know it's a female alligator? They bite differently.
Oh, they have lashes. They have the big lashes.
Oh, I see. Okay, I should have known that. All right, let's see what else has been bitten here. A young girl was bitten on the leg by a rabid beaver. We haven't had one of these for a while. In a lake in Georgia. Victim. Bitten in the leg by a massive beaver. The incident happened offshore. Beavers are often rabid, and they are always dangerous. Apparently,
why hasn't someone done a horror movie about a rabid beaver?
Well, that's probably somebody's got the idea, and you know who'll be first in line to buy a ticket to see it?
Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is in Georgia. The victim's identity and condition not released. The beaver tested positive for rabies, but her father went out and bashed it over the head with a pole at the end of that. But they are, it wasn't like you were going out there. Sometimes they're in the water on lakes and ponds, and they are just, I don't know, I just find beavers gross. We have them in our pond on the farm.
Father said, damn.
Nicely done. Right? Oh, no, we lost Doug.
No, you didn't lose. Okay. Here's another one of from the Good God Department. 12-year-old boy had his head almost severed in a bike accident. And he's recovering.
Reattached it.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Oh, my
goodness.
How do
you do that?
It was internal. So it was still being held together from the outside, and it was almost completely severed internally, and they were able to save this child.
I was very curious about this, because when I read it, it happened to when I was on the air. And I was like, do you put it, because you know, like when you cut your finger off, you're supposed to put it in a bowl of milk, or that was one of the old wives' tales where like, you stick ahead. Yeah. You're like, here, can we have this reattached? But no, it was inside. Unbelievable. Oof.
Talk about miracles, though. Think about how many miracles.
And good for the kid.
Yeah. Well, what's the rest of his life going to be like? You got to wonder if, you know, what happened to the blood flow to his brain. But there's a miracle in that, and so many other miracles that happen. When I look at some of these stories, and we talk about them every day, some of them can just be plain overwhelming. They can be so frightening, or they seem impossible. How does it seem possible that you can stitch somebody's head back on? Right? Think about it. It's really pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, now
everybody around had the wherewithal to not move this child after he was hit. He was on his bike. He was hit by a car.
Yeah.
And I think so many people, when they want to go and make sure somebody's okay, sometimes they accidentally move them.
Yeah. Right. That's not good. So here's another story sort of from that same alley. The lady's name in this story is Kelly Hanna. Had her leg amputated after a doctor who calls himself the leg saver had damaged her arteries by snaking metal wires through them to clear away plaque that was in her leg, in the arteries in her leg. So she apparently had a festering wound on her foot. She went to see a podiatrist, and the podiatrist sent Ms. Hanna to Dr. Mustafa. His name is Jihad Mustafa. I think maybe I stopped right there. Anyway, over the last... Does that sound prejudicial?
Doctor? Yes. Dr. Yeah. Jihad, yeah, that does sound a little weird.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, you draw your own conclusions. So, over the last year and a half, this guy has performed a number of artery-opening procedures on her legs, both of them, to improve her blood flow, so she was told. Paid for by insurance, so, okay, that's not a big deal. Well, apparently, this thing, the amputation was required because there was so much damage done to her leg, to her arteries. The way they had to fix it, they took her to a regular hospital in Michigan, and this guy's being investigated for conduct unbecoming a doctor. But imagine that.
That's awful.
All right, 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what happens.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie and free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
From the Money Pit, gone for a couple of weeks because he is one of the national directors of the Boy Scouts and what do they call the, not Boy Scouts, but well, Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah.
So every year he spends 2 weeks in the wild with a bunch of wild Indians. A bunch of wild junior high school and I think freshmen in high school too, right? Don't they have to still get their badges?
I think it can go up to, is it senior year even in high school?
Yeah, in high school, yeah. So he was a scout himself. He loves it. He's been a scout leader. He has a couple of sons. Took them through it. And so there's nothing better than seeing a post of Tom in his garb, including his short khakis. That the leaders wear. Those uniforms that I remember being a Cub Scout, and I was an Eagle Scout, and I had that uniform, the blue uniform for Cub Scouts, and there's a tan uniform for the Boy Scouts, and then there's a special, what's it, Webelo, it seems to me, in the tribe. It was a great experience, frankly. A very morale-building, character building. So Tom is devoted to that, and therefore,
and you learn a lot of great skills.
Oh yeah, of course. Like I learned how to make a fire without having matches. Like that goes way back. Right? You rub the sticks together and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And run a stone. Yeah, get a spark from a stone. I don't think I'd want to try it today, but it was kind of fun then. All right. So because of that, we have farm food and family time. Which continues on every day. We have our farm food family segment, at least one of them. Matter of fact, in the farmfoodfamily.com the website that we have provided. Jay keeps us up to date with all of the news, some of it ancillary to what we put on the air, some of it is new, fresh material. We celebrated National French Fry Day last Friday. You can get all of the recalls as well, because every day there's a recall. Check it out. We'll have all kinds of discussions, and it'll be as a public service for you at foodfarmfamily.com. Apparently, there's a hunger cliff, Jay, looming for a lot of Americans. There are 32 states that are cutting food stamp benefits this year. The cuts impacting 30 million people who are in the SNAP program, which this is a quiz. What does SNAP stand for? You want to take the quiz, Jay?
Oh, no, I don't know what that one is. What is it?
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. This is something that we take on the farm, the expansion of who gets these things. It's amazing how many people are on government aid. Can you imagine? Millions and millions of people. So anyway, the emergency allotments that were available during the pandemic are gone. So now they're people who couldn't get food. Now, see, this is what bothers me about all of this stuff. People become dependent on the government. And in a way, it's like a cruel act of control, right? You get everybody suckered in for food stamps and the benefits of food stamps, and we all have problems. We'll pay your mortgage. We'll pay your college tuition. We'll pay everything. Well, who the heck's going to pay for those? Who's going to pay the government to pay out for this stuff? We've become a dependent society. Sure, there are a lot of people who need some kind of help.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of
people who
don't.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's helpful for the people who genuinely need it, and it could be for various reasons where they do work so many different jobs, but medical debt, school debt, they're taking care of family members, or they just whatever reason, and nobody should not know where their next meal is coming from, but so many people take advantage of the system and abuse the system.
Ruined.
One of my friends was a police officer for the local community at the time. He went into a house and it was someone who had government assistance for food, and there was not a single healthy, nutritious item in the house. It was like Twinkie wrappers and all of that.
Crap. Yep. It should be allowed for some things and not allowed for others. Like if you go to the farmer's market ought to take that and, in fact, encourage the government. If you want to encourage something, make sure you encourage people. You want to help the farmers out, give them a little bit of a subsidy for taking SNAP payments from people who would be much better off eating healthy food than the crap that you're talking about. You're right. Here's an example. Here's a fellow, Jason Mosier, works at a McDonald's, and he had an experience where somebody came, bought a meal, and his card was declined. And so this guy, the cashier, paid for this guy because he looked like he had an $8 charge. He looked like he really needed a good meal. So he used his own debit card and paid for this guy's meal. So I think that's the kind of stuff that we love to see. All right? Never lose your giving heart. It's 59 past here on Good Day.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.